This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we talk about these sacks, and everybody has this number in their head, right? And it's like, oh, we got to get to this number. We got to get to that number. And I personally do not care what the number is. And I'm going to explain this to you. What I do care is when the sacks happen. It's not the number. It is when they take place. Now, I'm going to go through this really quickly because, Mike, everybody's like, oh, we got to get this number or that number. And I don't think anybody disagrees. Mike's been on this for the last 3 weeks or whatever.
I mean, it's an abstract. It's just when I'm dead last in the NFL, that's a problem.
It's a problem. I don't disagree. Right. So we go back, all right, in the annals of the NFL, and I'm going to give you the five, okay? And I'm going to give you the results because what this tells us is it's not the amount. And so I don't want you to get caught up in that. Giants in 1985. You grew up a Giants fan.
Yep.
68 sacks. Guys, they lost to the Chicago Bears in a legendary game, 21-0 in the NFC divisional round. And it's a legendary game because of the fog and all the stuff right. that was going on. The Giants that year, though, led the league in sacks. They had a hell of a defense. They were great. They don't win the Super Bowl. The Bears in 1987 lead the league in sacks, 70. They were 11-4. They lost to the Redskins, now the Commanders, in the NFC divisional game. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but they led the league in sacks. Mike, we just saw the Eagles in 2022 have 70 sacks. Everybody was talking about it. They didn't beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Two more teams. 1989, the Minnesota Vikings had 71 sacks. In 1989, they lose in the divisional round to the San Francisco 49ers. They didn't win it. Then you get to the one team, Mike, that did. The 1985 Bears won it, but they had 72 sacks in 84. It wasn't in 85 that they had the 72 sacks. It was in 84. You know what happened in 84? The Bears lost the NFC Championship game to the 49ers.
Right.
So they had 72 and didn't win. The next year they come back, we know what happened. Turn it up. Super Bowl shuffle. This was so dope, by the way.
I didn't come here to start no trouble. I just came here to do a Super Bowl shuffle.
And everybody knew this song, didn't right. we? Everybody knew this song. Refrigerator, everybody knows.
Well, I mean, if you go look at it right now, okay, the Giants lead the league in sacks, but they got a dysfunctional offense.
Correct.
You know, the Denver Broncos, I think, are getting there with Bo Nix. They got 30 sacks, and I think they're feeling better about their offense. Texans have 27. Obviously, we all know what C.J. Stroud did. Ravens have 24. Just made a trade, by the way, for Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers to beef up their wide receiver core. So then you got the Vikings, 24 sacks with a nice offense with Sam Darnold. The Jets have 23 sacks. We don't have to say any more about them.
They're not going anywhere.
And this is where we are right now in 2024. So none of those teams you say, well, big whoop. Falcons with 6. Teams that don't have a lot of sacks that you feel are going to get there. Yeah, but the Chiefs, they got 15. That's more than twice what we have.
That's unfair.
And they also know when to throw the switch.
I don't want to look at the Chiefs.
I think you look at the Eagles, you look at the teams, like Detroit's got 20. They just lost Aiden Hutchins. They're still waiting to see how they're going to replace him before the trade deadline.
It's true, and I think they will make a deal. Here's the point we're getting to. Do they matter? Yes. Do we want them? Yes. Do we need them? Yes. But the top five teams that have ever led this league, none of them won it. None of them. So it's when they come. Mike, if you're in this NFC Championship game or divisional round and you get a strip sack or you get a sack when it matters on a big third down, Mike, and we get off the field and there's 2 minutes to play, we win the game. It's when that sack happened. And here's what we're talking about. We're not getting timely sacks either.
No, we're not getting, guys, Baker Mayfield dropped back 50 times, okay? You know, the fact that he was able to come back and have a Hail Mary, I know we had a safety and we did make things a little bit easier for him, but he was able to pat the baby and then find Cade Otton, find the running backs out of the backfield. You've got to generate heat. So I'm with Carl. We're not looking for, I must have 50 sacks, but I'll give you a number. More numbers, look at the numbers. The year we beat the Rams and should have beat the Eagles, we held those guys, if you remember that game, Carl, to 29 points combined.
17.
Went out to the L.A. Coliseum, shut down that offense, and then, again, you know what happened, Julio, the last play. Falcons had 39 sacks that year. That was ninth best in the NFL. It's a good defense. Arguably the last great defense the Falcons had because 18, the injuries tore it apart. Remember Keanu Neal, Debo, everything else kind of fell for us.
Are but you 100?
17 would have been the last time we had a good defense where you said, okay, that's a defense that can handle business.
I agree. That's what I asked him, by the way. And he got upset.
Carl ran him out of town.
It's not
but
true.
But you didn't create the injury.
No, I didn't. You know what? You're putting that on me. That's a false narrative.
Bro, and bro,
that is not true.
We were working from home during COVID, and my connection drops out, and I'm literally listening for a second, and the phone comes back, but I'm not live on the radio. And here, Carl, so what's up with your game, man? Seems like you lost a step.
He did. I mean, I just had to ask him.
And he's like, well, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't.
That week before, he had gotten juked out of his shoes.
Yes.
And then, I guess, you know, I don't know. By the way, where is him? Where is Neil now?
Keanu is a free agent.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm not going to clown. I mean, listen.
He was always nice to us until you ran him out of town.
Come on. That's fake news. I did not run him out of town.
I mean, the way it sounded to me was people say you washed, lost a step.
Oh, I heard the interview live. Yeah, I remember exactly where I was, sitting outside of a pool in Tucker, Georgia. Like, oh,
you know what's funny?
Carl went ham on Keanu.
You know what's funny about that? People were literally coming at me. Man, I don't understand why you were starting an interview like that. I can't understand why you would even ask that question. It was so funny how so many people all of a sudden became journalists, majors, Mike, and were telling me how I should do interviews. Nevertheless, that's where that stems from.
But just to give you an example, okay, 16, the year we brought in four, you had Devondre Campbell, who, by the way, wouldn't he look good in a Falcon uniform? You can thank the Julio cap situation, the Matt being the only way to move the money.
I blame Julio.
But Devondre Campbell was a great player you drafted in the fourth round who's actually had success in a number of teams.
He was an all-pro.
He's a good dude. I mean, but that's the guy we could use right about now. But the year we go to the Super Bowl with Debo and Keanu Neal, who was the guy that used to blitz all the time? Was it Poole? Who's a kid from Florida Gators?
Off the edge.
Off the edge, undrafted free agent. We the year we go to the Super Bowl with the greatest offense the Falcons ever had, we had 34 sacks. Certainly respectable. The league lead that year was the Arizona Cardinals with 48, who didn't go to the Super Bowl.
They didn't do it.
Nor the Carolina Panthers, nor the Broncos. So, and the team that obviously beat us and we gacked it against them was New England. They had the same number of sacks. So it's a combination in concert of the offense being either really a lights-out offense and a good enough defense. The year the Saints won the Super Bowl.
They weren't great.
That was not a great sack defense, but it was a turnover-happy offense. It was really ball-hawking. You agree with me on that?
I do. I do. And this is why we're discussing this, because I think everybody just thinks there's a magic number, and then if we get to that number, it's going to happen for us. That's not how this happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.